The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The Major Spoilers podcast covers news, reviews, and of course, spoilers, and goes into details about the topics discussed. So if you haven't read, listened, or watched the items we talk about, you might want to come back later.
This week on the Major Spoilers podcast, it's me, Steven Schleicher of Major Spoilers. How you doing? That's right. Episode 1001. It's the beginning of a whole new era of shows. Welcome to the Major Spoilers podcast, episode 1001. I am Steven Schleicher. Now, for those of you who are patron members, you already heard this, so you kind of know what's going on. Matthew was already going to be out this week. He had something going on. Don't know what it was, but I hope he either had fun or is doing well or whatever. I only hope and wish the best for him. Then about 45 minutes ago, Rodrigo texted me and said, man, I got a really bad migraine. I don't think I'm going to make the show. And I was like, hey, that's cool. Not a problem. When you're sick, you are sick. This is the reason why we had to cancel a show a couple of weeks ago, because I was just not in the mood for it. And then I was also like, well, we also have Rand from Ookla the Mock, who's going to be on here this week. And then he messaged to let me know, I think I ate something that's killing me. I got to go to bed. And that's fine. Totally understand. But I didn't want to leave you guys just hanging, because I know some people hit their big milestone podcast episode and then they just pod fade. And I didn't want to do that to you guys. So here we are. So let's do a show. Let's do some news. Neil Gaiman took to Twitter last week to assuage everyone's concerns about the Sandman series on Netflix. The author and co-creator of the series said, quote, it gives me unbelievable pleasure to say that even more of the Sandman stories are coming to life. There are some astonishing stories waiting for Morpheus and the rest of them. Nobody is going to be happier about this than the Sandman cast and crew, unquote. Release date and story details are being kept under wraps, but if you've read the Sandman comic book series, yes, before it was a TV show, it was a comic book. You can go and read that. And if you have read it, you probably know what's coming up in season two. I'm very excited about this. I enjoyed the heck out of the television show on Netflix. I also enjoyed the Audible adaptation of the comic book very much. They just released, season three of that as an Audible exclusive, if you want to kind of get ahead of where everyone else is at as far as adapting the literature. But I think both the audiobook and the television show do a very fine retelling of the comic books. And knowing that Neil Gaiman was involved with Sandman gives me good hope that this show will continue until they can get through the entire Sandman arc of however many issues that was. So good news. More Sandman is coming your way. The Percy Jackson franchise isn't dead. It's just evolving into a television series at Disney Plus. This week, the House of Mouse announced Lin-Manuel Miranda is joining the cast for the upcoming Percy Jackson and the Olympians series. Miranda will play the Greek god Hermes in the series. Walker Scobell will star as Percy Jackson, who discovers he's the son of the Greek god Poseidon and begins his training to become a hero at Camp Half-Blood, a special camp for demigods. I don't really know enough about Percy Jackson to really weigh in on this. Lin-Manuel Miranda has been doing a lot of stuff with Disney the last couple of years, and they've all been charming. They've all been fun. They've all been very successful. So if he's going to jump in as Hermes in the television series, I'm sure he will do great. I know that they have made a couple Percy Jackson movies already to mixed success. Both of my boys, one who is now a sophomore in high school. Yes, that's right. I said a sophomore in high school. You can now all feel old and clutch your chest and scream, Elizabeth, I'm coming for you. And if you understand that joke, man, you may be even older than I am. In any case, both of my boys, one in middle school, one in high school, have both tried to take a crack at the first Percy Jackson book, and they were not fans. I know we have sat down to watch the first movie that was adapted into it, and they thought it was okay, but they just didn't move on past that. I would like to know what your thoughts are on that. You can head over to the Major Spoilers Discord server to share your thoughts on Percy Jackson and the Percy Jackson series in general. But a lot of people seem very interested in Percy Jackson, so I think it'll do very well when it releases on Disney Plus sometime in the future. In the future. All right, so just two stories this week. Looks like Hobie Brown, a.k.a. Spider-Punk, is going to be in the upcoming Spider-Verse movie. So you'll want to go check that out when it opens in 2023. I mentioned the Discord server, and one of the things I started this past weekend was I started scheduling all of the trade paperbacks that we are going to review in 2023. And we've got most of the 2023 schedule filled out. But what we've been doing last year, and even more so this year, is we want to hear from you, dear listener, in what trade paperbacks we should be reviewing or that you want us to review. Okay, so what you need to do is head over to the Major Spoilers Discord server and jump into the Major Spoilers podcast channel to see what we already have lined up for next year. And then I want you to share your requests for what trades you want us to review next year. But you need to hurry. A lot of the slots are filling up and filling up very fast. I'll just give you a hint of some of the things that are coming in 2023. It's over on the Major Spoilers Discord server in the Major Spoilers podcast channel. And we have, for example, starting out in January, we have the Eternaut. That was a request from one of our fans. Then we have Tintin, The Prisoners of the Sun, Cells at Work, Volume 1, that Rodrigo suggested we read a couple of months ago. We also have Far Sector showing up next year, Guardians of the Galaxy. We do have another Spider-Verse book to read. Death Vigil, I Hate This Place, and a whole lot more, but we need your input. Head over to the Major Spoilers Discord server. Jump in there. Let us know what you want to read. You can make several requests, but just because you make a request doesn't mean that we're going to be able to get our hands on the book. I know somebody had requested something that was a Templar Arizona that used to be a webcomic, but I could not get access to the website or couldn't get it to work. And the print copies are kind of hard to get a hold of. I don't know if we're going to do it, but it's on the list. But yeah, go ahead and make a request. I would love to include one of your books in 2023. If you are a patron at the gold level or higher, I just wanted to let you know that we have the VIP live chat happening Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Time. Adjust your clocks accordingly to Central Time. This is for gold members, and I will sit down with everyone to let them know what's been going on behind the scenes at Major Spoilers, what's been going on with shows, what's been going on with budgets, what's been going on with numbers, all those things, and of course, answering your questions. If you are not a gold level patron and you want to get in on that action and even listen to past VIP live chats, you can do so at patreon.com/majorspoilers. The comic book that I reviewed this week is Specs number 1 from Boom Studios. This is written by David Buher and Chris Sheehan. This is a story about, it's told via flashback. And it's told by one of the central characters who, when he was in high school, got picked on a lot because he has a secret. And that secret was, and this is, of course, in the 1980s, is that he's gay, he's in love with his best friend, and he's being bullied all the time. And nobody knows that he's gay. He finds an old comic book of his brother's, and in there, and I don't, some of you may be old enough to remember when there was actual crazy ads in comic books for like X-ray specs and sea monkeys and soap that turns your skin black and all of that stuff. In this comic book, you don't get a pair of X-ray glasses, but you get a pair of spectacles that you make a wish and the wish comes true. And these two friends are kind of laughing about it. Kenny and Ted are their names. And then one day a package just shows up the door and it's got the specs in there, even though they didn't order them. And they're like, well, do you think that this will work? And, one of them is like, well, I wish I could throw my fastball 5 miles per hour faster. And of course, the wish comes true. And then the other one's like, I wish I had $100. And $100 just shows up in his hand. And for a little while, they're having a great time just making these wishes. Anytime that they're wearing the specs. Now, you have to wear the specs for it. And you may kind of see what's coming up, because I think wish stories tend to be cautionary tales. You know, monkey's paw type things. Because one day they're out walking home in the woods and the bully shows up and he's threatening them. He's got a knife and he's just like, just being a jerk. And one of the boys says, I wish you would leave my friend alone forever. And the kid vanishes. And what are they going to do? I've kind of told you everything that happens in Specs number one from Boom Studios. It still has a lot of surprises in it. It still has a lot of interesting contemplative moments in it. It has maybe a little bit of betrayal in it between the two friends. But I think it's a really good start to a story that now what happens after. You know, the first issue is set up, so I don't really feel bad about spoiling the entire issue for you. Because I think what happens next, and how do they get out of the situation? Can they wish this kid back from the cornfield? Or wherever he's disappeared to. That's what we're going to have to find out. And I'm kind of super excited about it. The art by Chris Sheehan is really good. I like the art style. The covers are magnificent. The variants and the main cover. I think, is it Boer or I'm not really good at pronouncing last names and I apologize, but I really enjoyed this story. I think it's a little convenient how the specs just show up, and I kind of wish a little bit more time was spent in the boys trying out the specs to see what would happen. But overall, I like this story a lot. And if you're looking for a new comic to read, it is out this week from Boom Studios. I'm giving it a really strong 4 slices of meatloaf out of 5. If you want to pick this up, I have put a link to the comic book in our show notes. You can pick it up from Comixology through our Amazon affiliate link. When you make a purchase through there, a little bit comes back our way. And again, it's a little bit, it's like a couple cents, but it allows us to keep the lights on and have all of these fine people on the show with you week after week after week. In fact, I do want to send a shout out. I want to thank everyone who supports this show and all the shows on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network as usual. This week, I want to send a special thanks out to J. Michael T., who gave us a very nice 1,000-episode gift this past week. It was so nice to see that show up. I want to thank J. Michael T. for doing that. You didn't have to do that, but I am eternally grateful for all the great things that you do to support Major Spoilers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, for those of you who didn't sign up this week, and there's a couple of other people that we're going to mention next week, we are waiting to give you a shout out. All you need to do to get a shout out right here on this show is to join us at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And again, go over to the Discord and share your thoughts over there. As far as the trade paperback discussion goes, I don't have a lot to say about Black Adam, The Dark Age. I am trying to, I remember the big fun that was 52 and when they reintroduced the multiverse and all that stuff came back and we had the crises and everything going on and Black Adam and Isis got married and they were ruling Khandaq together. And then they had, I forget what the four horsemen of the apocalypse showed up and they killed Isis and Black Adam went crazy. I don't remember exactly what year this was, but he went crazy and he killed a bunch of people and a bunch of people died and everyone's blaming him. And the Dark Age is him trying to get Isis back, carrying her bones across half the planet to a Lazarus pit, trying to awaken her, but only to find out that it failed because not only did he not have all of the parts of her body with him, he was missing one ring finger, but apparently he also has to have a magical amulet and the parts of that have been scattered across the earth. And so this story is about him going and tracking down all the individual parts of this amulet while being chased down by everybody on the planet. Everybody's afraid of him because of the genocide that he's committed. There are secret government organizations trying to kill him. There are the Super Friends, the Justice League, who are also trying to take him down. He has a lot of fights with Hawkman. He gets into fights with other people. And ultimately, he doesn't succeed in his quest. I'm sorry, maybe it wasn't Kandak. Maybe it was Byalaya. The art by Doug Monkey is great. Doug Monkey's got a new series, I believe, coming up that ties into some of the new Golden Age stuff. Peter J. Tomasi tells a fantastic story. I don't have necessarily a problem with the way the story is told, except for the resolution in how it just feels like he did a lot for nothing, or that he did a lot for love, and in the end, love was denied him because of his actions. You could look at it that way. So by the time I finished with the story, I was not fulfilled. I kind of wish that Rand would have been here, because this was Rand's pick. Rand said, oh yeah, well, if you're going to do Black Adam, let's do the Dark Age. I think I've spoken at length before about my dislike of making a true villain the protagonist of a story. Someone who is truly evil and vile being the central character. Unless you're doing something for it, you know, unless it's like Villains on the Run or something like that, where you've got, Trickster and Pied Piper. They were handcuffed together. They were trying to do that Redemption Run story arc. I could see doing something like that. But to me, Black Adam has always been a bad guy. You know, he's always been the foil for when he did show up at the couple of issues of Shazam, Captain Marvel. He was the bad guy. He was not good. It wasn't until Jeff Johns, I forget who, tried to redeem him and make him less of a villain. But it seems like when he was he in the JSA, he tried to do good, but everyone was always concerned and questioning him. I haven't read the current JLA series where he's been a part of that, but it seems like he has ideas that do not align 100%. With the rest of the team. Like, it feels like he's just like, yeah, let's just kill this guy and be done with it. And everyone's like, no, you can't do that. And he's like, why not? Look, I'm just going to rip this guy's head off. See, done. Problem solved. And I just have a real problem with, I don't mind if you're going to, like I said, I don't mind if you're going to do a redemption story. But too oftentimes, I think people look at someone like Darth Vader, and I've used this example before. Darth Vader is a cool villain. If you look at the first three movies, episodes 4, 5, and 6, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. If you look at those, he is a great villain. He is one of those mustache twisting villains that you just want to hate, that you love to hate. But because there's a large group of people that think Darth Vader is cool and they want to be like Darth Vader. And that concerns me. When you want to be like the villain of a story because you think that the villain is cool, then that really bothers me. And that's me. I mean, if everybody else maybe not have a problem with it, but I do. And I've talked about this before. And I think some of the rest of you who may be listening understand where I'm coming from on this. So when it comes to Black Adam, the Dark Age, I'm just not a fan of Black Adam because he is a bad guy that they're trying to force into a hero status. And it's not an anti-hero, right? He's not a Wolverine type character. He's truly an evil person, out for himself and out for his own stuff. And so unless you can have a really good redemption arc, and I don't think that Black Adam, the Dark Age is that redemption arc that people think it is. Even though he does some good deeds and helps out a few people, he's still killing people left and right. Granted, they're trying to kill him, but still. I mean, again, Peter Tomasi writes a well-written story. Everything lines up the way it should. It follows a good plot point. I think it's from a storytelling perspective. It is a good chapter in the long story that is Black Adam. Doug Monkey's art is fantastic. At times it gets creepy. His Faust character is particularly disturbing because his eyes are bugging out of his head every time you see him. So the art and the story are fine. I just do not care for Black Adam, the character. And especially when there starts to become hero worship of the villain, which it seems like so many people are doing. And again, I don't know how that may play into the movie. I haven't seen it. I know a lot of people have been talking about it. A lot of people have seen it, think it's a great movie. They think The Rock does a great job. I have nothing against The Rock. I'm just not a huge fan of the villain. So I think the biggest problem with this story, The Dark Age, is that it is part of a longer story. So you needed to read the Apocalypse story that came before that, the Four Horsemen story that came before that. You need to kind of read 52 to see where Black Adam and Isis are hooking up and getting married and falling in love and wanting to rule over Khandaq and do it in a great way. And then to see how that falls apart in order to really, I think, appreciate where Black Adam is here. And then he just kind of disappears after that, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a fine story. The art is good. The story's fine. It's just not to my liking. So if you're someone that is like, oh, I need to go pick up a Black Adam story, I'm not sure that this is the best Black Adam story for you to pick up. I might point to what's coming down the pipe in 2023, and that is the Superman Shazam story that we'll be reviewing in 2023. I think that's a much better story that features Black Adam as kind of the foil there. So definitely go and check that out. If you want to see what this is all about, if you want to see what the hubbub is all about, then certainly go borrow it from a library. Carl jumped into the Discord last week to let us know about what his library has access to. And so you might be able to find this book at your local library through their checkout system. And if they don't have it, you can certainly ask for it. Libraries are more than happy to buy books for their user base. So just go in and check that out. And I think that's where we're going to wrap up the show. Also, if you don't agree with me, if you think Black Adam, The Dark Age is a fantastic story, by all means, head over to the Major Spoilers podcast channel in the Discord server and let me know, because I'm very interested in what other people think of this series, because I have a hard time wrapping my head around Black Adam as the protagonist. So there you go. It is a very short show this week, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to get something out for you so you didn't think that we were pod fading. And so that you at least had something to fill your ear holes for a little bit of time. Thank you so much for listening. As I said, if you found any value in what I've shared for you, by all means, join us over on our Patreon community, where we have so many heroes, so many true heroes out there who are supporting everything that we do. And we love having you over there. We've got a bunch of stuff. I'm about to launch the new GM roundtable that is going to lead us to our new Critical Hit campaign that you'll want to get a hold of. You'll also be able to find the Major Spoilers podcast pre-show, where I talk a little bit about media literacy and that Indiana Jones story that broke this week. If you want to listen to that, of course, join at the silver level, patreon.com/majorspoilers. If you want to get in on the VIP action this weekend, then you want to join at the gold level. I'll be back next week. I'm hoping the regular group will be back here next week so we can talk about Black Panther. But until then, remember, we know that you love comics. We do too. And we will talk with you soon.
Fat Dick's Ray Vision of Superman. I could save a few bucks and stand around and read through the covers of the comics on the stand. But although every other page would be backwards, I suppose, I could still read the evens and the odds. Well, I don't know. Guess I haven't thought this all the way through. Plus, as soon as the comic bookstore guy knew, he kicked my butt out on the corner. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. What do you think about it? that way. If I was hulking green or gray, I could just bust through that brick wall, take their comic books away. But then the little meat would deal with all the tanks and bombs and guns. Have you ever tried to read a series with all that going on? Guess I need to rethink this plan. How would I back and board my comics with such huge hands? Guess I already told ya what a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Start raving rich like a man of iron. Might not be surprised if I'm that I might actually have the heart cold to follow an entire storyline. Would I really even need to read up on all those escapades? I mean, who needs such distractions when your sister's such a babe? But the downside is such a beast. Being shot up in a fun, being the Middle East with a King Santo and soldier. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler, whoa, 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 whoa. What a major spoiler.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.